I'm staff writer Paige Barksdale, and on this episode of Pinch of Positivity, I'm going to talk about the idea of carrying the people you love with you wherever you go. There's a Tumblr quote talking about the culmination of people it takes to be you and become you. The quote goes, "I make my ramen the way a friend taught me in 11th grade. I eat sushi because a girl who I won't talk to anymore made me try it. There are movies I love because someone I loved loved them first. I am a mosaic of everyone I've ever loved, even for a heartbeat." Now, the idea, this quote really sums up the feelings of a lot of people in their teenage years and figuring out who they are and who they want to be. But to me, the idea of the mosaic is really interesting because it implies that there are little broken pieces of people who make us. Either that they broke off the person or that we broke them off the person. Like we subconsciously adopted them, or we chose to be like them. When Krista and I were on the golf cart the other day, I was driving and I said something with the same emphasis as one of our other friends, Bella. And she smiled and she looked at me and she said, "You sounded just like Bella right then." I love this because I didn't know I was doing it at the moment, but part of me cares for my friends and wants to be like them in any way I can. And the fact that even Krista noticed it is just like, she notices the things that Bella does because she loves Bella, and she notices the things that I do because she loves me. And so when she saw that I was doing something that Bella does, it made her smile, it filled her with joy. Like, things combining to show love is just a wonderful thing. Like, for example, your face is a combination of thousands of people who loved each other before you. Just people that fell in love and had children, that love manifests itself, and that happened so many times that it made you. You are a result of love. To have so much love in your heart that it manifests itself physically is the most wonderful thing that we as humans could have noticed. And I think that it's really fascinating that so many people have noticed it, and so many people, they have a lot of opinions about it, but a lot of people really like it because it's a really beautiful thing. Humans are very malleable beings. We change and morph to be what we see and what we want to become. We become what we love, and this is really important, especially during like puberty and growing up, the most vulnerable parts of your life. When you take traits from people that you care about in such a changing time, it helps you become who you are. Whether you like it or not, everyone grabs onto some aspects of the people they surround themselves with. Now, some people may think it's a bad thing and that people are too susceptible to change, and maybe that like you're not comfortable with who you are, you're like the idea of like social chameleon. But I think if you change the perspective, it's a really beautiful thing. Instead of thinking like, wow, people just have no security in who they are, they always have to change. It's, wow, these people are so open to change, to become more like something that they care about. It shows the result of being around someone that you really, really love. Like, if you feel so much love and admiration of a person that you start subconsciously picking up on their little habits, their pronunciations and their mannerisms, their catchphrases and their body language, they're contagious when you care so much about a person. You can even choose to do it. You can say, you know, this is something funny that one of my friends does. I think I'll start doing that. Or that's a really interesting word, a really interesting vocabulary word. I think I'm going to start picking up that in my daily vocabulary. And for me, I have a sister who's 12 years older than me, which is a lot, and she gave me her iPod when I was like 8 or 9, and it had all of this music pre-downloaded onto it that she liked when she was whatever, however old she was, 19, 20. And it was like pop music in early 2000s and late 2000s too. And I took all of her downloaded songs and I listened to it enough, and I decided that it was my music now. Not that it was mine, because it was my iPod, but that it was going to be a part of my personality and at the top of the list of the things that I like. That was an example of me choosing to become like someone I love. And there's things like that all the time, even in a more bittersweet sense, like things that you take from people that you don't talk to anymore, and you have to hold on to the good parts of the person that you don't talk to instead of, you know, the bad parts. But if there's things that you do that are connected or stemmed from someone that you're not friends with, or someone that you can't see, or someone that's gone, it's a nice reminder of who they were when they were with you. Like, I make a wish whenever I see 11:11, like on a clock on a watch, because there's a girl I used to be friends with, and she would always tell me, she'd say, it's the most magical time of day, you have to make a wish, and you can't tell anyone your wish or else it won't come true. And I still do that, because she was important to me, and I took that from her. All right, my closing quote is, to be loved is to be changed. The changes we experience are an ultimate result of being surrounded by love. It's, you can't deny it, it's a wonderful thing to be so encased with love that you start to change to be like the people you love. I think that's really important, and it's really beautiful, and we should notice it more and just look out for it wherever we go. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pinch Positivity. Make sure to keep up with theprowlernews.org and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at SMHSProwler.